We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
The value of moving to the cloud is really centered across five areas. And, you know, cost savings is the obvious one, right? So as we lift and shift these, you know, traditional IT systems into the cloud, we're seeing anywhere from 30 to 50% cost savings alone.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. Amazon Web Services, also known as AWS, offers the only cloud-born from retail and built for retailers. Organizations of all sizes use AWS services to transform their businesses, become more agile, and create value. From small retailers to the largest businesses within the fashion, food, luxury, electronics, and other sectors throughout the world. Nearly every facet of retail has been disrupted by the pandemic. Buying patterns have changed. Holiday spending is unpredictable. People are spending less time in stores. During uncertain times, how can retailers cut costs while accelerating innovation to meet evolving customer needs and behaviors? In this episode of Retail Gets Real, Tom Litchford, head of worldwide retail at Amazon Web Services, joins us to talk about why the cloud is a strategic investment that helps retailers innovate, recover revenue, and cut costs, while protecting themselves from future unexpected events and disruptions. Tom Litchford, welcome to Retail Gets Real.
Hey, great to be here, Bill.
It's really good to have you here. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
Good to see you again.
And my host, no, actually my co-host. She sometimes hosts, but she is my co-host. She is my colleague, and she is most definitely my friend, Sarah Rand. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Bill, and hello, Tom. Good to see you.
Hey, Sarah.
So, Tom, I want to get into AWS. I want to hear all about what that innovation is and how it is impacting retailers and the communities that they serve. But I'd like to know first a little bit about the Tom Litchard path to AWS, to Amazon Web Services. Where did you start and how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you know now I'm, what, a 40-year geek here in the business. And started my career out of college. Well, actually, in retail, I started before college, if you remember, Moss Brothers, working for them. So that's the old Federated Group, which I believe now is just Macy's, right?
Right.
And from there, got my degree in computer science, went to NCR, so familiar with the point of sale company, worked for them for 18 years doing that.
Does NCR still go by National Cash Register, or is it just NCR?
No. Actually, while I was there, that's when they actually rebranded themselves to NCR.
Do you think anybody remembers that they were once National Cash Register?
Oh, now you're thinking about how old we are, Bill. So
Sarah's like, so, really? That's what they were?
Yeah, the cash, right?
Sorry. Go ahead. You were at NCR. Yeah.
And then from there, went to Microsoft to help them start up their retail group and was with them for a little over 14 years. And then, Bill, as you know, you guys pulled me into NRF about in 2012 or so. So it's been about 5 years with you guys. And to be totally transparent, I was thinking I'm ready to ride off into the sunset for my career here. But AWS called and said, hey, would you help us start our retail group? So here I am. I've been here now. In fact, just last week celebrated my 3rd year anniversary here. So time
flies.
That's
amazing. Well, I will say on behalf of your former colleagues at NRF, you are missed, Tom. We always enjoyed, especially around football season, sometimes.
Go Gators, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I opened that door for you, Tom. I was going to give you that opportunity. I'd rather just open the door than have you slam it.
I ruined your weekend a couple weekends ago.
You know what? We ruined our own weekend. A lot on you and a lot on us. Tom, tell us a little bit. I mean, how, when you think about Amazon Web Services and retail, and yep, you think about the cloud, how does AWS help retailers do their business better?
Right. Yeah. And actually, that great question. And again, because cloud is still, you know, you've been in retail probably nearly as long as I have. And you know, retail, you know, we can be laggards at adopting new technologies, and cloud notwithstanding. So retailers are still mostly early in the days of adopting cloud technologies. And I think the value of moving to the cloud is really centered across five areas. And, cost savings is the obvious one, right? So as we lift and shift these, traditional IT systems into the cloud, we're seeing anywhere from 30 to 50% cost savings alone. But that's not really the biggest reason. The bigger reasons are, the agility we get, the fact that we can, really up the pace of innovation that we're driving in the industry is really key to, having technologies now there that you can literally spin up in an hour and start testing things. The elasticity that the cloud brings, and the classic example there is e-commerce. And, I use this example a lot where, in my career, I don't think I've met a retailer yet that knows how to provision an e-commerce system on-premise to where it's not sitting there 9 months of the year idle and therefore wasting your dollars. And then now at this time of the year, it gets overtaxed because of the volume that's starting to come in. And you guys know well that come Black Friday, there'll be a handful of retailers that make the front page of Wall Street Journal because they're down, right? And that's where the cloud elasticity shines, because the cloud automatically scales. And as the volume comes in, we scale up the resources to meet that volume. And then when the volume goes back down after the holidays, we'll scale the resources back down. And as a retailer, you're only paying for those resources while they're running. So that's the elasticity fact.
And my impression, you can correct this if it's wrong, is that the larger retailers were much quicker to adapt to the cloud. They saw the benefit. Uh-huh. They've got multiple stores, they're across state lines, their headquarters might be in two different locations, and there were a lot of benefits for somebody who is geographically spread.
Right.
For a more regional or even a mom and pop store, what are the benefits for them for the cloud that might be different than a Walmart, Target, Amazon sized company?
Right. Yeah. And to be fair, Sarah, there's still a lot of large retailers out there. I mean, I don't get the question anymore, what is the cloud or why should I go to the cloud?
Except
most of
Bill.
The time now. Yeah.
No, I didn't ask why. I wanted to know the timing. I know what it is.
Yeah. But it's typically the question now is how, help me, how should I move to the cloud? And there's not necessarily a differentiation. I would say, a lot of your, startup retailers, a lot of your digital native retailers have started their life in the cloud. And so really across all of retail, there's really kind of four areas that we see the adoption. One is that classic data center exit, so get my on-premise data centers out, don't run them anymore, get all that stuff up into the cloud. The other area is just about every retailer that I talk to today says, I want to do AIML. And I, it's kind of funny because I kind of look right back and go, well, okay, great. What do you mean? And so it's really helping them. You'll see, the Amazonian culture and the way we work is you'll hear us talk about we like to work backwards a lot. And so that's why I say, well, what do you mean by AML? Tell me the business challenge that you want to solve. And typically what we're seeing there is retailers, wanting help with demand forecasting or wanting help with allocation or price optimization. Or, back on the customer side, really wanting help getting closer to those customers and how do they get personalization. So that's the second area is really working with them, using ML technologies. And then the third area is and I hate to use the hype term, but it's digital transformation. So how are we really, reinventing our stores to provide better customer experiences, or how are we, getting better efficiencies in our supply chain? And then the third area is really more technical, Bill, I'm sorry, but it's what we call IT modernization. And it's like breaking up all these monolithic applications we've built over the last 30 years and getting them into more agile things we call microservices and what we call running serverless. So you're running only paying for the time when the app's running. You don't have a server sitting there just doing nothing.
It's so interesting to me. I remember number of years ago, I think that somebody asked Bezos about, was he a retailer? And he said, no, I'm a technologist.
Uh-huh.
And I think that what has happened, and I found it really interesting that one of his largest competitors, actually, they during an interview said that they are a technology company now, retailer, but they're right. a technology company. So I think it's really just there's no lines anymore between what I do as a retailer and the technologies that we must develop and implement in order to do it successfully.
Right.
So it's not, you know, separate from you are a technologist and a retailer. You're not one or the other. You've right. got to have both, and they've got to work seamlessly.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still some of that, I think, old guard thinking where, you know, technology is a cost center. And I think the more leading retailers out there have really done exactly what you said. They've said, oh no, technology is strategic. Technology is the heart of our business, and how do we do that? And in fact, here at Amazon, you know, when I talk to retailers, one of the most asked for things is to understand our culture and how we innovate so fast. And literally, you know, and you'll love this one because, like, you know, like I said, I grew up, you know, I'm what, 40 something years into this career of retail. And, you know, early in my days, you know, if you screwed up, you got fired. And, you know, this culture has got to change to this. You got to stop being risk averse. You've got to get this mindset where we want to be experimenting. And here at Amazon, you know, it's kind of that entrepreneurial culture all the time. They want you experimenting. They want you trying things. If, you know, if something doesn't work, great, let's shut it down. Let's save that data. Let's learn from it and let's move to the next test. And, you know, a great example of that is, do you guys even remember the Fire Phone?
I think so.
Yeah.
See, now they have Fire Sticks though.
Yeah. Amazon tried to get into the phone business with something called the Fire Phone. It was a dismal failure. I don't know the exact number, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars written off. How many people got fired for that, right? Zero. And what was the learnings from that? All the voice technologies that now drive Alexa. And look at how successful Alexa's been, right? So, you know, you've got to move to this culture to where, you know, in the cloud technologies enable it easily, but you want your people to take risk. You want them to experiment. You want them to try things that are going to impact that customer experience. And then if they work, let's get them rolled out as fast as we can.
I heard somebody describe that one time as a noble failure. And I thought that was really a great way to put it. You can fail, but it's you were noble in your effort.
Right.
And you've learned from it. And then you move on and you try something else, something different. But as long as you've learned a lesson, you tried to do something. And it was a noble effort, but it failed. You know, it's interesting to me that you think about the fact that through technology, we've advanced so quickly, but during the pandemic especially, uh-huh. I have been absolutely blown away. And I had a conversation just yesterday with Jeff Gannett at Macy's about how quickly retailers responded in terms of getting stuff out to the consumer quickly. So all of the old testing and, you know, we're going to develop an app and usually it would take a year to put out.
Right.
We did it in 3 weeks. And did you see a lot of people like all of a sudden being, we just got to move.
Right.
We can't forget all the testing. Let's just go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one. I, you know, I always say I don't think the pandemic caused any problems. I think it just exposed a lot of problems that we needed to be working on. And you saw them attack it. And I, you know, I think it's going to be different depending on what segment you're looking at, right?
I think the whole thing goes back to the conversation a minute ago about technology versus retail, what kind of company we are. And I think the actual answer is we're a customer-driven company. And the technologies, the retail, it's all being driven by what the customer needs. And I, to yes. your point, Tom, during a pandemic, man, there's a microscope over what those needs are. Anything that has been hidden for the past few years is exposed, and retailers have to fix it fast. And
right.
That's where I think the cloud shines, is being able to fix it fast.
Yeah, and I think you're spot on with your customer, you know, comment. I mean, you know, again, the knee-jerk reaction to this is to cut costs, right? And I would argue, you know, if you're truly customer focused, I mean, I can help you cut costs by getting some of these on-prem stuff into the cloud, but But please, please don't stop investing in your innovation, because you know now's a chance to go actually win some new customers that maybe wouldn't have dealt with your brand before. But now, because of this shift to the internet, they've seen you, you're exposed to them, and you've got a chance to capture these customers. But then if you go mess them up in terms of providing that experience, so you know, take the buy online, pick up in store, or buy online, pick up at curb experience, now you've lost them forever. So, you know, the retailers that are, you know, customer centric and focused on taking care of their customers, and not the ones that are more inward thinking or worried about their competitors, I think those are the guys that are going to be winning.
For sure. Well, we just got the high sign and we're almost out of time, but Tom,
yep.
I would hope that you've listened to this podcast before and know that we have a segment coming up called Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
So here we go. We're going to ask you some questions and they're very simple.
Okay.
And you're just, the response is the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
I promise. It's not a gotcha-ish.
Okay.
All right, Sarah, start us off.
What are you most excited about coming down the line from cloud?
You know, I know this is rapid fire. The innovation.
I knew when you asked that question. Yeah, this is not
good. Yeah. Sorry.
The innovation
in one
coming.
Word.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, just look at. I mean, the cloud is going to accelerate innovation, and I mean, the coolest thing I've seen so far is the touchless elevator. Have you guys seen that one yet? Where they literally use the holograph now, so I don't touch the button in the elevator. I'm actually touching air. And I think this pandemic and the innovation it's going to drive because of the availability of cloud technologies is just going to be amazing.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. And I like that answer. So I'm going to give you an easier one.
Uh-oh.
What's the one thing that's always in Tom Litchford's refrigerator?
Leftovers.
Good. Not good to waste.
Most used app on your phone?
Most used app on my phone is Mail.
So I'll ask, what was the last book you read?
The last book I read, it was political. Heather Cox Richardson's How the South Won the Civil War. You'll read it.
Whoa.
You'll read it in one night, especially in this political climate. But I'll tell you, from a fiction perspective, I love Tom Clancy. You know, God rest his soul. I just love him. And from a retail perspective, you know, Steve Dennis's new book, Remarkable Retail, was pretty good.
Cool. Thank you.
What was the last piece of hardware that you purchased?
The last piece of hardware that I purchased, like technology, yeah. Hardware or hardware?
What technology?
Because it was a part for my tractor. But
I was going to say, he has a farm. So when you say hardware, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
The last technology I bought, seriously, was I jumped on Best Buy's Black Friday already because my wife's PC failed. So I had to get her a new PC. So that was just last week. I bought her a new PC.
It's pretty cool. So what is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, God, my favorite movie. I don't know. I like all the war movies. I mean, I love Patton. I love Midway. I don't know. I like the war movies.
Very good. Sarah, wrap us up.
So
this is going to be
hard. You didn't ask me my favorite color.
If you say orange.
Orange and blue, baby.
I knew you were going to say orange. All right, we're done. No need to ask, Sarah. So Tom, when people want to learn more about Amazon Web Services and the work that you all are doing, where should they go on the web?
It's aws.amazon.com/retail.
Awesome. Tom Litchford, Head of Worldwide Retail at Amazon Web Services. My friend, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, I love being here. Good to see you guys again.
It's great to see you as well. And Sarah, it is always a treat to do these episodes with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
It is. You know that. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can find more information about today's discussion and more at nrf.com. And please send your feedback and episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. Thanks again for listening. As we end each episode during this time of a pandemic, please be safe, stay well. Thanks again. Until next time.